WTFR. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've pretty much worked out that Norse Wolf and Anno in the comments area, we're pretty sure, I would say what, Tabitha, we're probably 90% sure that it's Sinead.
Yeah, and I noticed that the person used two different colored avatars. Like the first comment that was made is like a light purplish one, and the other one's more like a fuchsia one. So I guess they're even using like maybe a different account to just use the same name.
Very possible. Those avatars are actually random. You don't get to pick them.
I didn't realize that.
They're actually random. But what happens is if you do use a different name, it picks up a random avatar. But what happens is we're pretty sure that's who it is, with the behavior of Norse Wolf acting like a child, which is very much her way of doing things. But not just that, with certain things that they've said, they're one side 1 minute, the other side the next minute. You know, they're almost bipolar. And
yeah,
this comes with this Norse Wolf for sure. Anno's only posted a couple of comments, and it seems that it's when Renegade or Ren Grenade is up in arms about my website or the show, that's when this Anno turns up. So yeah, we're 90% sure that it's and if it's not, then it's not. If it's not Grenade, then okay, sure, prove it. But in the meantime, we're pretty sure it is. This is her, the way she does things. She goes under different names. She did it in YouTube. She's done it on in her own comment section, and she's doing it here. We're pretty sure.
Yeah, and I think what the signature is, like at first this Anno person on September 29th gives out information that's like a bait to people saying Sinead McCarthy is genuinely slightly schizophrenic. You can see it here in the insane tangents and meaningless things she obsessed over in this latest libel rant over a host referring to me. So throws out a breadcrumb, and then someone responds, and then this person, Anno, again responds and starts, you know, throwing veganism into the mix as well with everything else.
Yeah, and with that Norse Wolf character that she's using as an avatar, was throwing out pictures of Sinead and Kyle doing their yoga thing, and in a slightly insulting manner, saying, look at that dewy nose. But she's the type that will actually dirty herself to bring down others. And this is what Jews do, by the way. They will turn on their own. What they'll do is they'll insult themselves, they'll belittle themselves, they'll do all of this, they'll use that whole terminology when it comes to the happy merchant just to bring down the goy. So this, again, is another Jew tactic. And she thinks we're not onto her, but of course we are.
Yeah, it's almost like if Israel takes, you know, what's known as the Samson option, which is nuclear, you know, weapons, they'll take themselves out while they take everybody else out, too. It's a very destructive vibe.
It really is. It's that whole Batman terminology, which is some people just want to see the world burn. And that's how I look at Grenade. This is one of the reasons I call it Grenade, because you don't know when she's going to pull the pin. On herself to take out others. That's how I see her. That's how I see Kyle as well. I don't think he was like this before he met her, but he's become that, whether he likes it or not. One day she'll pull that pin and he's going down with her, and so is their little boy, unfortunately.
Well, I read somewhere once that we are all the sum of the five people we spend the most amount of time with. So I think about that often, you know, depending on who's in your life, who are your key figures. Like, that definitely could make you or break you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, couldn't have said it better myself. So one of the things that this Anno character just came in and said, Sinead using that Anno as an avatar, was, the Vikings actually were using a vegan diet. Bullshit. And I say bullshit for one good reason, Tabitha, as you know, because you and I have been discussing this behind the scenes. They were very, very big meat eaters. And I've said to this Anno character, show us the evidence that they were vegans, because they were far from it. They were very, very big meat eaters. We've got an article here from history.com that actually says the surprisingly sufficient Viking diet let's skip, unless you want to go through the first paragraph, Tabitha, I want to get to this one here, the second one. A major benefit of the Viking diet was the fact that every level of society, from kings to common sailors, ate meat every day. Often this would have been pork, as hogs were easy to raise and quick to mature. But Vikings also ate beef, mutton, and goats. Horses were also raised for food, a practice that led to later clashes with Christian leaders, as horse meat was a forbidden food under church doctrine. Vikings were avid hunters and would capture reindeer, elk, and even bear to bring back to the hearth fires, or the hearth fires. Pardon me. And of course, since Vikings spent so much time on the water, fish formed a major part of their diet. Herrings were abundant and prepared in a plethora of ways, dried, salted, smoked, pickled, and even preserved in whey, Tabitha.
Yeah, so that really says right there that this was the crux of their diet, and anything that was, left over, they dried, salted, smoked, and pickled and preserved, which are the original things we did before we had refrigeration and freezing and all of those things. But yeah, this was the crux of their diet, and it goes on to say sourdough bread, soured milk, and buttered milk to enrich the bread, vegetables and fruit were more wild than our modern varieties. Carrots were white. They used a white carrot. Cabbages, beans, peas, and endive. That was like the crux of it. So the meat was probably at least 60 to 70% of the diet. Who knows? And then other types of little things with the grains and the vegetables, and also wild apples and berries, which were probably not nearly as sweet as a lot of the fruits we have today in the markets.
Yeah, and I've got friends that are actually of Viking descendants in the Queensland area. And to this day, they're huge people. Like, a mate of mine, Dennis, he stands almost 7 foot. He's huge. And he's a big bulk of a man. They're naturally big, bulky men. And to this day, he requires a lot of meat to chew on to be able to feed his body. And that's just a fact of it. He can't just live off vegetables. His body wouldn't allow it. He'd shut down. So that goes to show.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now,
yeah, for sure. I mean, something like that needs it. They were grown on it, so that's what the fertilizer for their body, essentially.
And our bodies are pretty much like a garden. You've got to feed it what it needs to be able to eat. Pardon my coughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah, you really do. You really have to be able to do that. And someone could eat the wrong thing for years. That could be fucking them up, like, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And now there's a paragraph here I want to read as well. While we might tend to think of Vikings standing over huge roasting pits with joints of mutton dripping onto hot coals, as you would see in some of these computer games, evidence suggests roasting and frying weren't the favoured cooking methods of the time. In fact, Vikings most often boiled their meats. Indeed, the centrepiece of the day's meals was a boiled meat stew called skause. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's skause. As meats and vegetables were taken out of the pot, new ones were added, and the broth became concentrated over days of cooking. Skause was eaten with bread baked with all sorts of grains, beans, and even tree bark, birch bark. Can be dried and ground and is actually very nutritious. Vikings used old bread dough to make sourdough loaves and would also use soured milk and buttermilk to enrich their breeds. I guess they mean... Oh, they're breads, rather.
Yeah, breeds. They're breads. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so basically it sounds like, from what I know, if you're doing a lot of stews and a lot of boiled meat, which is how a lot of our ancestors ate, corned beef and cabbage is a prime example of that, or any hearty meat stew, they were probably doing the stew to stretch the meat, because usually stew is the type of thing that you stretch with your broth and veggies like that. So it's possible they could even be eating everything they found and just trying to, basically make the meal even stretch more by using the stew.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one red meat that I cannot give away, as I've said to you in the past, is that it's the corned beef, what you call corned beef. We call silver side.
Silver side, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the one thing I can't give away. The captain's like, you filthy meat eater. Because he eats fish. He eats fish and every day, in fact. He loves his fish and he has salads and vegetables. So he gets everything he needs and he gets other things in other things. But what happens is the one thing I can't put down is I can literally be full to the brim of food, Tabitha. And I'm talking like, oh, God, I'm bloated. And then all of a sudden someone puts a silver side in front of me and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I'm a silver side pig.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, there's all certain foods that we're all just drawn to for whatever reason. I mean, to eat in an intuitive manner, I think, is one of the best things we can do. And I don't mean intuitively grabbing Doritos, but just eating intuitively with what nutrition one's system needs.
Yeah. You know, if Bile and Grenade keep up the shenanigans, when push comes to shove and we take this world back for white Western civilization, I'm going to tie them up. And I'm going to kill a cow in front of them. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. Of course, we're joking, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go out there and contact the authorities saying, he's going to tie me up.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is just to keep on hammering along and spreading the message of what to eat and what is truly nutritious, because a lot of people out there have fallen for this stuff and think it's really virtuous to eat entirely vegetation, entirely plants, and that's not true. That's not what we came from. We can eat some of those foods. Some of us can tolerate some of them better than others, but I think that we're denying ourselves something that makes us innately who we are when we just say, no, we're not going to eat these animal foods.
Yeah. No, I know. I've seen some really unhealthy people due to that. And like I was saying, like if my mate Dennis in Queensland was to turn to a vegetable-only diet, you would see him take a fall damn quick. He's a beef of a man. Let's put it that way, no pun intended, but he's huge and his body requires a lot of meat. He's from that Viking era, like he's a descendant of that Viking era. He just wouldn't be able to survive, Tabitha. Seriously, if you've seen this man and you see the way he has to eat, and he really is a Viking, you give him like a piece of chicken and his hand is bigger than the leg of chicken. So he grabs this thing and is like, oh. It's like, oh, wow. There's no way he'd survive on vegetables alone or salads.
Yeah, I think especially to suggest these plant-based diets to any whites in general, but especially whites that have a lot of northern ancestry, like people who came from very, very cold climates, it's criminal and ludicrous to suggest a diet like that when in those times vegetables were preserved and they were far and few between. They were usually ferments and things like that. The crux of their diet was animal products. That's all it was growing. That's all it was available. It's insane to suggest that someone with northern ancestry especially follow this type of diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any other paragraphs you wanted to cover from this article? Because there's another topic I want to cover before we go.
I just wanted to close out saying that the herbs and seasonings that were used in the Viking era were coriander, which is the root of the cilantro or Chinese parsley plant, cumin seed, mustard, and wild horseradish to give people kind of an idea of what they were seasoning their meats with. So coriander, cumin, mustard, and wild horseradish. That's all I wanted to say.
Excellent, excellent. So we've got the Antifa cowards in the background that mask their faces, of course. We've got them in the background actually trying to use my children. They're doing a Sinead. They're trying to use my children against me by saying certain things. I'm not even going to mention them. I'm not going to give it too much direction. I will say this, though. Yous are a bunch of cowards to use someone's children against them. Yous are pieces of filth. That's all yous are. And I do hope that someday there comes a day where at least one of you, because I know most of you won't, but at least one of you will jump in the ring with me and we'll see what you've got to say then. Seriously, Tabitha, there's some real toxic people out there. Anybody that can start using someone's children in an argument or to try and bait it doesn't matter who it is. I would never use someone's child to bait somebody. I'm not going to use Kyle and Sinead's child And I wouldn't expect them to use mine, but they do. And unfortunately, the Antifa cowards do as well. It shows what toxic minds we're dealing with here.
Yeah, it really does. It also shows that they're, that nothing is holy, nothing is sacred. Usually certain things are, quote, off limits when someone has a gripe or a beef with somebody, but nothing is holy for these people.
Absolutely. They will use your family in a heartbeat's notice. This should show to people all around the world what pieces of filth we're dealing with here. You know, I might use the term nigger because the niggers themselves use the term nigger. I might use the word kikes because that's the way the Jews are acting. But I would never use family. You don't use somebody's family. And that's what these toxic people are using.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Even when I was doxxed, I mean, quote, some of the quote, you know, evidence or proof, you know, in quotation marks that was found about me was a picture of red shoes that had to do with, you know, my dad. It was a commemorative picture of for him. He's been dead almost 7 years now. We were very close. And then using a picture of me and my mom, you know, basically doxing my mom too. I mean, come on, my dad's dead and my mom didn't have anything to do with this. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. You would not expect it. It's sort of like, when I, especially when they started with my little girl, you know, the whole cuck thing, I just went, I slumped back in my chair and went, what the hell? Really? Like, fucking really? Are you serious? You're going to bring my little girl into this? This little girl adored Sinead. She listened to the songs she sung every day on her little MP3 player that I bought her. That was the first song we put on there, was one of Sinead's. And my little girl danced to it. She was singing it, the whole lot. And all of a sudden, they bring her in. When I had to tell my daughter, no, sorry, no, we can't talk to Sinead anymore. She's not a very nice person, it turns out. She was devastated. You know, she was like, why can't we talk to her? Because she hasn't been very nice towards us. That's why, you know, she wasn't very nice and we can't talk to her. And just, she didn't know where to go. These are the low lives we're dealing with here. I now know why Sinead was put into a nut house by her parents. I now know. I didn't at the time. I was naive. But now I know. I know why they put her in there. And she belongs back in there, by the way. If it was up to me, I'm going to go as far as saying this. If it was up to me, I'd put her in a padded cell and I'd throw away the fucking key.
I mean, this behavior is just, it alienates everybody. It's a harm. It's a threat. You know what I mean? It's not fair, especially to people who have, I think, really dedicated themselves and done a lot of good work, you know, all for free. I mean, I'm not complaining that it was free. I never intended to get into this, you know, this area of quote work for the money, obviously not. But still, to treat people like that, it's such an unbelievably disgusting thing to do. It's the opposite of what you would expect, like for them to malign you and say that, you know, you're raising someone else's biological child. Like, you've given this child a father and they're reversing it on you and making it seem like you're this, you know, bad person. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's the crux of it. You know,
yeah.
One of the things, like, as you know, I have to look after the captain each day. I'm one of his carers, and what happens is he said something that brought a tear to my eye at one stage, which was this. He said, you've given that little girl a father and you are her father and nothing will change that. So don't ever think ill of yourself. He said, there's a lot of men that would never do that. They would never get involved in that. He said he's known men that have ended up in relationships where the bloke will just have nothing to do, almost nothing to do with the kids. Not like, especially not disciplining them. The bloke mm-hmm. will sit there and say, I'm not going to discipline that child because it's not my child, rather than being the man of the family and disciplining the child and say, you will treat your mother with respect. But he said, I've known men that will not even do that, let alone what you've done. He said, you've taken this little girl under your arms. She's become your daughter. And to you, you will always be dad no matter what happens. She will always see you as dad. And that is something to tilt your hat to. And I said, well, I appreciate that, Captain. Because I'd never looked at it that way. As far as I was concerned, she just came along and she put her little nose up under my arm when we were watching Neverending Story one night and started calling me Dad. So as far as I was concerned, what are you going to say to a child that you know, where a father walked out on? He was gone before she was born. You know, what was I supposed to do? Say, no, sorry, I'm not your father? No, not a chance. You know, I might be a bastard, but I'm not a fucking bastard.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like you said, a lot of people wouldn't have stepped up to that, you know? So it's definitely, it takes a certain person to do that, you know, to really care in that way.
Yeah, I think so. Well, yeah, again, I didn't look at it that way until the captain said it. And then I was sort of like, oh, yeah, well,
sure.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it that way.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about it. Hey, I've got a picture that was sent to me. I think it was Maiden. Was it Maiden? No, it wasn't. It was Hooley over at hooleysblog.blogspot.com. And I sent this to you, Tabitha, just moments ago.
Okay.
Pardon my coughing and that. I've just woken up. I'm actually sleeping well, as you know, because what happens is since I've been eating the bananas and taking the magnesium, my cramps have disappeared in my toes. So I think what happens is they were keeping me awake. They were waking me up. But I'm literally getting around 5 hours a night now instead of two. That's great.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's double. Like that's a huge. For some people, 5 hours might not be much, but for someone who's been struggling, that's progress.
It's progress. The only problem is I'm already bouncing off the walls because I'm hyperactive. So imagine me now.
Yeah, well rested, right?
Yeah. Well, we've got this picture that's got little. It's a comic strip, and there's four parts to it. There's a little boy, and he says, "Mum, I want to jump off the roof with a cape." She says, "No." He says, in the next one, "I want to play with matches." She says, "No." The next one, he says, "I want to drive the car." "No." And then in the last one, he says, "I want to cut off my genitals." "Whatever you say, honey, it's your choice." This is the progressive parenting.
Yeah, and they think that they're doing the right thing. It's like they think that they're like standing up for everybody, like they're a human rights activist, and meanwhile they're just like a brain poisoned person who's just following, like, you know, the agenda. That's it.
You know, it's a very feminist point of view. I'm pro-choice, right? You'll have people like Grenade saying, "I'm pro-choice, but if you eat meat, you're a fucking asshole." Right?
Or a vampire.
Yeah, or a vampire, right? Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I'm pro-choice. Oh, so if your kid wants to cut off his penis, that's okay? Yes. You know, you can just see them squinting while they say it. It's like, oh.
It's just more stuff that's against nature. Like all this stuff just piles up into a big pile of stuff that's against nature. Homosexuality, veganism, transgenderism. You know, these are all just like, no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's like, no. Hey, if you want to do that, go right ahead. But don't be pumping it down my throat or my children's throats. You know what I mean? Like, it's all over television, for Christ's sakes. Transgenderism is okay. Now, no, I know the mother of my children allows them to watch television, but when they're here, they can't watch TV. Plain and simply, there's no live TV hooked up here. We have a television, of course, but we play DVDs on it. So I'm cautious about what DVDs they can see and what they can't. And transgenderism and anything that promotes homosexuality is not welcome in my household at all. Period.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's a good move. That stuff is just has no place anywhere, but especially in a young mind that can be easily, easily malleable from, you know, all the stuff and like the marketing and the media and stuff like that. Definitely not. I mean, that's toxic regardless, but especially for a young mind.
Well, and you know what? Schools, unfortunately, not all schools, but most schools these days promote that shit. They're actually like... Be whatever you want to be. If you want to pump someone in the bottom, go right ahead. If you want to cut your penis off later on in life, go right ahead. You know, you've got to be whatever you want to be. Thankfully, there's a few schools around Australia still, and I know of them, that refuse to promote that. They won't say no to it because they're not allowed, but they won't promote it either. They basically take a step back and say, no, we're not going to promote this. This is not our agenda. Our agenda is to teach kids how to learn, not what to learn. There's a big difference.
Yeah, huge difference. But it seems, I mean, I don't really know all the schools here in America, but it seems like a lot of these, quote, good schools are the ones that are pumping, you know, the, I guess, you know, all the stuff they're teaching into the schools are pumping that whole thing with all this this terrible homo and LGBTP stuff. And they're also pushing the veganism in schools, too. I've noticed that. They're pushing that and they're touting it as like, here's a inclusive school. You know, anyone can go to this school. You could wear a dress and use the men's room. You can get a tranny burger in the lunchroom. Like, it's all just this anti-nature, you know, basically destroying the sacred. That's how I see it.
I've always said that if I found out there was a boy going into the girls' toilets where my daughter goes to school, they're going to have a problem on their hands. I'll just leave it at that. They will have a problem on their hands if I find out there's a boy going into the girls' toilets, plain and simply. You know, and the boys will deal with a girl that walks into the boys' toilets. You won't have to worry about that. I know for a fact that if a girl walked in while my son was peeing on the metal wall, you know, the piss trough, as we call it, if he was taking a piss and a girl walked in, he'd turn around and go, what the fuck are you doing in here? The fuck out of here, right? He would go ballistic, and so would most of the other boys in the school that he's in. He's about to graduate soon. I can't believe it. One minute you're wiping their bottoms, and the next minute they're taller than you, and they're dictating shit to you, Tabitha.
Yeah, pretty much. It seems like that, you know, people grow up quickly, especially now with all the tech in the world. Like, it's much, much quicker. Every generation seems like everything's coming quicker. I just sent you a humorous meme that kind of just basically is elaborating on what you said about bathrooms.
I see it. It looks like a sort of like a bumper sticker on the back of a car. And it says, if you belong in this bathroom, and it says men, and it's got the men symbol, and you follow my daughter or my wife into this bathroom, and it's got the woman symbol with the woman on it, you're going to need this bathroom, and it's got the disabled sticker. I bet he's like 5 foot nothing, it says.
Yeah, that was just on the bottom. This is where I could find the picture. So I remembered the picture and I typed it into the search engine and it came up, thankfully. But yeah, this is a funny meme.
That is a funny meme. I'm going to show this one to the captain. He'll love it. Oh, that's great. I'm going to have to print that out and put it on the taxi. Just what happens is, as people know, I haven't been able to get my license because what happens is I don't vote. And because I don't vote, because it's mandatory over here, because I don't vote, it's incurred a lot of fines against me. And because of that, they won't even let me sit the test to get my license. But certain things have changed in different states here in Australia, so I'm pretty sure I can go for my license soon. So I said, Captain, I can go for my license. We're going to be driving all over Australia. Wherever you want to go, we go there. You know, because he wants to do a lot of things. He says, you know, I've got a bucket list and I can't do them unless you get your license. So I said, right, well, then we're going to work on that. And what happens is we're going to be able to do his bucket list. But that is going to be a bumper sticker on the back of the ex-taxi he bought.
Great.
Yeah. That's great.
It's worth sharing. It's a good chuckle for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything else you want to finish up with before we go?
I just wanted to just say a little bit more about this Norse wolf character. Two things that I noticed is that the person was using the name Wolf Norse and Norse wolf. And then this person was heavily promoting eating animal food. Oh, I can't wait until Tabitha shares all these recipes for meat and eggs and butter and all of that. So playing the opposite dynamic that the Anno in the chat section is playing with, you know, veganism can actually be complete. The Vikings were vegan. So it's just more of this kind of dialectic, essentially, of here's a guy who's saying this and here's someone saying this. So I think it's just kind of one person creating that dialectic. It's like, you know, kosher or Jewish politics. You know, you have the lib shits and the republicans. At the end of the day, it's a shit sandwich. It's a similar situation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you make a really great point. It is that dialectic. And one of the things that he was saying was, he got into the chat room and said, I can't wait until Sean gets to the States to kick Kyle's ass. Yeah. And I was like, hey, don't count all your horses. First, I've got to get there. I said, because I'm hoping to get there in July next year. I said, first, I've got to get there. Number one, I'm saving up for a new computer for my son. You know, I just bought him a car. You know, all of this shit on top of me, plus I've then got to save for moving to Queensland, and then I've got to pay for the plane ticket, which are not cheap. It's not cheap to go to the United States. So I'm like, this is before I thought it was Sinead. And I'm going, don't put all your horse, just wait. Just take a step back and let me get there first, and then I'll work out whether I can organise with Cole either jumping into a ring or fighting him under a bridge, either way. But in the meantime, let me get there first. Then that dialectic that you're talking about sort of came to mind once I realized it. I'm pretty sure it's her. And I sort of went, oh, that's what this is about, right? Oh, I can't wait until Sean gets there to kick Kyle's ass sort of thing. She's hoping that we fight. Well, she might get her fucking wish. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, and also this quote, Norse Wolf character was saying that they were going to finance your trip to the States, too. They said that at least twice, that they were going to, like, put you up and finance the trip to the States, like,
they were actually saying they'll finance the trip to Florida. So, Yeah, I know, right? Well, if they want to finance it, if I get there in July and they want to finance it, I'm more than happy. they can do that.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I doubt that's going to happen. But there were just too many red flags after a while. Like, at first, I thought this person was legitimate and actually, like, someone who was, you know, could see through the bullshit. And then I realized that it wasn't. And also, this person approached me for this Norse Wolf person, or Wolf Norse, approached me for some health advice. And when I asked them a little bit of detail of, you know, what they, some description, whenever I'm doing a health counseling, I like to know how old someone is, what race they are, what blood type they are, you know, all these basic questions. What do you eat? Do you work out? And Norse Wolf gave me a description that's very similar to Kyle. So there's something else that was a red flag to me.
There was also going around, I don't know how accurate this is because I haven't seen it myself, Tabitha. I'm pretty sure you have seen it, but I haven't. So I don't know how accurate it is because I can't look at it. But there's also something going around where, what was it? Sinead was saying something along the lines of, on one of her shows, yeah, she's being a sick individual and she enjoys it, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's also very possible too, just kind of playing into that, you know, playing into like that we know this, like going down that tunnel of degradation, like degrading one's own self or exposing one's own self, and basically like adding to it, like piling it up, like this Anno person basically saying that she's schizophrenic, you know. And then I see all these Norse Wolf things too. I was hooked on listening to the 5-hour show, you know, this Norse Wolf thing, using the language that you immediately use, calling her Grenade, donating his email address off the bat. I mean,
Well, and anyone many. Who can say on their show, you know, oh yeah, we're being sick individuals and we fully endorse it because it makes us happy, or something along those lines, I was told. I don't know. Again, I can't quantify that because I haven't heard it myself. I don't listen to their shows. The only show I've listened to theirs is the one that Sinead did, Talking Against You. And I listened to about a quarter of it and then turned it off. I couldn't listen to any more. Because it was the typical claptrap bullshit that comes out of there. Just absolute bullshit comes out of their mouth. They make it up as they go along. You know, it's funny because we can provide evidence on everything we say, but they can't provide a shred of evidence of anything they say. That's the funny thing about it. I don't know how Anthony Roberts can sit over there and say, oh, yes, Sinead, I'm going to keep sucking your tits, Sinead, when we've been able to provide evidence, but they can't. That's the thing. There's been so many witnesses to their shit. All of the hosts that they fired and all of the hosts that have quit are evidence in themselves, but yet they can't provide a shred of evidence against us. All they can say is that, oh, you're bringing up someone else's child, Sean, you're a cuck. That's really something to be proud of. And what really shits me about it is that these Antifa pieces of crap that are trying to use my children as put my children on the chopping block to call me out in some way, shape or form, God knows what for, and grenade, that they think that what they're doing is normal. That's what shits me about this. They actually they justify it.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the whole craziness of this. That it's justified as like some way as like protecting their fortress. And it's not justified in the least. And you could also mention that quote old mate person, I think, is also her in the WTFR comment section.
I had the same. I actually thought that was Kyle. You know? I actually thought that was Kyle. Yeah.
Either way, that I don't think that person is really an old mate.
No, absolutely not. And you know, the Vikings, if you take it, let's talk about the Vikings, since we were all talking about their diet. The Vikings would have cut a person's fucking head off for bringing someone's children into it. They would have beheaded the motherfucker. They would have said, right, that's it. You want to fight me, let's get onto the battleground. But you bring my children into it, we as a pack are going to hold you down and we're going to slowly cut your fucking head off. That's what we're dealing with true warriors that protect family. So these pieces of shit, if we do get to, in our lifetime, Tabitha, if we get to take this world back, they're going to be dealt with swiftly. I'll say that right out there. They're going to be dealt with swiftly.
Yeah, I think in some way, shape or another, I mean, with the things that they're promoting, which are nutritionally criminal to all the races, especially the white race, and also just with the way they treat people, especially people who stick their neck out and do good work and spend, you know, hours gathering information and, you know, waking other people up in the process. Like, I think back to how many people were listening to what I had to say, you know, people who I've never even met before in my life. I don't know what the audience demographic was like, but I was in this to, you know, to help other people, you know, and then to get this acid spit back at you is just it's the last thing you would expect. That's what's so psychotic about this.
Oh, absolutely. And if you take a look at what code I had to write, what script I had to write when I was running Renegade for that year, the work I had to do, the sleepless nights, not just because of my insomnia, but the sleepless nights I had to stay awake and write code. I was writing C++ for this fucking network. I was writing scripts for this network. Kyle continuously wrote to me and said, this is awesome, Sean. You know, keep up the great work. You need to start receiving donations because of the work you do. You really... And I think that's because he was scared. I was probably going to get burned out and say, fuck this. So he said, you need to get donations, Sean. Ask for donations. And I said, all right, well, put a break in and ask for donations. And that's when a gentleman over in the States, Petre, was good enough to send me $1,000 so I could upgrade, I could create a new computer. And the Harley Davidsons are going past, in case you can hear that in the background.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we get certain events up here in the Alpines. It's a very much a tourist industry. So you get a lot of the Harley Davidsons to come past. They're great blokes. You know, I've been out there. They pull up beside my house because I've got a vacant lot beside my house. And all their bikes stop there, so I go out and have a good chat with them. They're great blokes. But anyway, what happens is, where was I? Totally forgot. Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, that's right. What happens is, I did all of that. Sleepless nights, the whole lot. I did the stressing of when I had to go away. Like, if I had to go away for my children or whatever, or go into the Wangaratta or whatever, I had to put it into full automation mode. And I used to stress, well, have I done this? Have I done that? Did I set that? Did I set this. Is Renegade going to be running properly? And then I'd get back and I'd write to Bile and I'd say, mate, how'd everything go? And he goes, everything went swimmingly, Sean. It did everything it was supposed to do. You're a genius. I'm like, I know. But the thing is, now they don't have that anymore. And there's a good reason for it. Because I'm not there. They really do bite the hand that feeds. They've bitten the hand of every host, including yourself, Mike Sledge. Mm. Mike Sledge, he really got shit in the face. You know, this is the guy that came up with the whole white man march. And just shit in the face. Bile wouldn't even, when he was on the mainstream being interviewed, he would not even recognize Renegade. You would have thought that he would have at least done that. But he couldn't even do that. And Sledge was just devastated. Sledge was trying to promote Renegade and the likes you'd never seen. But it wouldn't happen because not even Bile would do it. Because he wanted to be, that greedy little fuck wanted to take it all to himself. As if, look, I am the white man much. Bullshit. You stole it from Sledge. You ran with it because you had more money than Sledge. That's what it all comes down to. He had more money than Sledge to be able to advertise it, as Sledge said. And by the way, I've written to Sledge. I recently found him. Someone wrote to me via email. And I've written to him, and I'm hoping to get him on the show soon. That should be fun.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, that'll be a great show. Highly rated, I'm sure, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it should be good. But they've robbed everybody. They haven't just robbed them of information and their time. They've robbed them of their part of their spirit, because we put parts of our spirit into people, Tabitha. Like, I put part of my spirit into you to have you on the network. You put your part of your spirit into me to trust that I'm going to run the network good enough for you to be housed, so to speak, digitally housed. So we put our spirit into this, and then all of a sudden they just turn around and treat you like shit, utter shit, like you were shit on feet, even though you did everything, as you said, for free. We were just wanting to get the information out there nonetheless, but we could have been paid for that, but we didn't. We spent our time doing it for free for one good reason. We wanted the information out there, and we put our spirit in Ren Grenade, thinking that it was put in the right place, and fuck, were we wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while to see it, even though I had read, you know, stuff throughout the last 2 years that I was associated, I guess, August of 17 up until last month. And I saw, you know, some things throughout the years that were unsavory. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe that person just had a bad experience. Maybe that person was just an asshole. And then, you know, time and time again, I kept on seeing it. And then I saw a lot of people come and go. And there was especially a host that, you know, a lot of hosts that came and go, and I'm thinking, really? I'm like, this person? Like, it just kind of didn't make any sense with some of these people. And it seems like the more revered someone was, or the more, you know, good information they gave out, or better, you know, show that they had that was entertaining and thought provoking, these people tend to get slandered and maligned even more than just an average host.
Mike Walsh,
really go after the good ones.
Mike Walsh comes to mind. He's a poet. And he was over there writing for Renegade for a long time. There was even a show that he did as an interview. He was being interviewed on Renegade. And all of a sudden, because he didn't agree, or he... I can't remember exactly what happened, so I'm not going to say either way. But it's something that they didn't agree with, and they sent their fanboys after him. The fanboys came after him with a passion. This is an elderly gentleman, and I was getting along quite well with his wife. I think they cut me off because they thought I was friends with Renegade still. Because all of a sudden, they blocked me on Skype. And I thought, oh, shit. They think that I'm still with Renegade. Because they knew, Mike Walsh knew, that I was running Renegade at the time. So he probably thought, so all of a sudden, because his wife and I had a really good rapport. We were talking to each other. Probably, I would say, every couple of weeks, like, I'd send a message, hey, how you doing, rah, rah, rah. She'd be, oh, good, Sean, how are you, rah, rah, rah. We were really getting along well. And I didn't know that Mike Walsh had been kicked from Ren Grenade, that he couldn't write there anymore and that they disagree with it. I didn't know about this. If I had, I would have said, hey, just letting you know, Mike, I'm not with them anymore. And he would probably still be talking to me now, or his wife would be, because I was talking to his wife more so. But yeah, that all went to the wayside because of Rengrenade. Seriously, like, who would pick on Mike Walsh? He's one of the most innocent and greatest men I've read about, and they threw shit in his face. They did the same with John Beatty, an elderly gentleman that was doing his own shows. Now, some people are going to say, well, you did the same thing, Sean. No, I didn't. Because I took the stance I did on Trump, saying that he's still holding hands with Israel, and that's why I don't agree with Trump, he didn't like that idea, so he went to another network at the time. Well, he would not respond to me. He said, oh, can we still talk? And I said, yeah, so I started writing back to him. He would not respond to me, and I said, that's when I said, Beatty, you know, you're being a coward. You need to write back to me. Knock this shit off. But I did not shit in his face for the reasons that Renegade did. They just shit in his face because they didn't agree with him at all. So all of a sudden now he's just this, he's just a pathetic old bastard. Seriously, we're dealing with some real lowlives.
Yeah, they're definitely living in a low state. It just seems to be getting lower and lower. And I really feel, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody who's eating a diet that's malnutritious, but I really deeply feel, especially as someone who was raised on mostly a plant-based diet, which for a while I touted as a badge of honor. I mean, there were good things about it, like awareness for sugar and things like that growing up, which I think is really important. But I really think that there's a mental health issue that's being exacerbated due to malnutrition, and we're getting all of this on top of everything that's already happening.
Yeah, I dare say a lot of these little Antifa bastards too are probably malnourished, and that's why they're...
Yeah.
Because who would bring anybody's family into a fight? You wouldn't.
Yeah.
I just want to send out to the Antifa. This is a message for you, Antifa. You mightn't realize it, and you might laugh and scoff at what you're doing. You mightn't realize it, but you're diseased. You're actually diseased. You've got a disease going on in your brain to bring someone's family into the fight. Do you understand? You are diseased, and you need to do something about that. And when you finally do something about that, and I hope you do, you're going to come out of the other side and you're going to, holy shit, did I really say that? Did I really say that about his family? That's what you're going to do. Just letting you know. Tabitha, always great talking to you, ma'am. And
indeed, likewise, Sean.
Yeah, and we should get together once in a while and do these little snippets. People enjoy hearing what's going on, and we're revealing the cretins. We're revealing the enemy for what they are. And we'll get together and talk about these things so that people understand more and more.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I really think it has to be out there for people to understand what's going on, because, I mean, you were duped, right? I was duped, and here we are talking about it.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that as time goes on, we're probably going to get more of the hosts behind the scenes that are going to say, hey, can I come on and talk about this? And that would be great, because the more hosts we've got talking about, like I always say, if we're going to expose Alex Jones for his Israeli protecting antics, then I don't see why we can't expose Rengrenade for their antics. If they're, pardon me, if they're going to bring down white Western civilization, and they are, because a lot of people look at Rengrenade and think, is this what the fucking movement's about? I want nothing to do with it. I don't want anything to do with their Dungeons and Dragons fantasies. I don't want anything to do with the fact that they keep causing static throughout this. You know, is this what white nationalism is? And it's not. White nationalism is not this. White nationalism does not tolerate homosexuality. It doesn't tolerate LGBTQ. It doesn't tolerate people like Grenade and Bile. We don't tolerate this. We are here to stand up for white Western civilization. We are here to get rid of the filth, the poison. And Rengrenade is one of those poisons.
Yeah, absolutely. They're toxic. I mean, it's not to say that there are certain things that I learned throughout the years that were valuable. Sure, I was learning from other sources as well, you know, during those times. But the way that they treat people, the way that they shut anything down, anything I don't agree with, and just shut it down, ban you, block you, whatever. Like, that's not normal, and that's not healthy, and it's extremely unproductive.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, Tabitha, good to talk with you. I'll kill this recording, and I'll talk to you behind the scenes in just a moment.
All right, sounds good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a WTFR production, okay, where thought is free radio, TCTAUnleashed.com. Spread it around. Make perfectly sure you get the truth out there. If you happen to be a person that thinks that you can be a host and you can host a good show, send me a sample of what you want to do, DESNR@hotmail.com. That's DESNR@hotmail.com. I'll take a look at what you've got to offer, and we'll bring you up on the network. You take care of yourselves, my white brothers and sisters in arms. I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.